All right, well, you're listening to an Agronomy Minute hosted by Heritage Ag Solutions in Monmouth, Illinois. I'm Justin Alleman, and today we have Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager Steve Wilkins back with us. And Steve, today I want to ask you about, it's actually one of the most devastating pests growers have to deal with, and that's corn rootworm. What do farmers need to know about this potentially devastating insect?
Corn rootworm is something, you know, we in the industry and agronomists talk about every single year. Something that if you grow corn, odds are we're going to have to manage this, especially in corn on corn situation. So really nothing new from a management standpoint. There's always a couple of things every year that we change or evolve a little bit. And a couple of the items that we're seeing this year with corn rootworm is a little bit more movement on the northerns. Traditionally, they're not a large problem in western central Illinois. This year, however, though, we are seeing a couple of fields that are expressing a bit more pressure with northerns. And I think we trace some of this back to fields where we had some problems with down corn previous years, some things where the derecho came through in a handful of corn on corn fields, maybe 1 year of beans. We're finding this in areas we potentially wouldn't have expected in the past. So that's a little bit different. A few other things that we've continued to see over the past couple of years, as well as the flight, the duration that we need to protect against, specifically the westerns, continues to increase. Every year, myself, our agronomy team, our sales teams, you run a pretty good sticky trap corn rootworm monitoring. And what we're finding is we're tracking these bugs earlier in the season, as well as significantly later into the season. It's not uncommon at all to be, they have a combine cab window just loaded with bugs all the way into the harvest season. So as the flight and the life cycle continues to expand and get longer, it again just puts more pressure on needing, or I shouldn't say maybe, it puts more pressure on the system, but it also creates the need to continue to manage corn rootworm from a season-long approach. And traits are a huge component of that, but in some situations, traits aren't enough, and we need to reevaluate. Do I need to take a holistic approach, which might include soil applied insecticide, beetle bombing, foliar insecticides, in addition to traits? So there's a lot that goes on there, but specifically any corn grower that is seeing some northerns this year on first year corn coming from beans or fields that are longer term corn on corn, we just have to continue to understand kind of where we're at pressure wise, set ourselves up to make the right seed input decisions for next year so we can minimize any potential problems.
Okay, I feel like you're here with a lot of great news for us, that their flights are starting earlier and longer, and seeing it in areas we haven't seen before. But you said really it comes down to a management issue, right? Checking your fields for pressure, choosing the right hybrids with the right trait platforms, and then other things to help manage it as we come into harvest.
That's exactly right. There is unfortunately no silver bullet in some of these problematic fields. And I think we just got to keep that in mind and take a holistic approach around, if I've got problems, what are the two or three things I need to do to get under control?
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for your insight on corn rootworm. And you and I will be recording more conversations on various topics. So if listeners have agronomy questions, they can shoot me an email at heritageagseeds@gmail.com. And in the meantime, there's plenty of agronomy articles that growers can check out on our website, goldenharvestseeds.com. So thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.